Getz laughs about the outrage. The invitation stirred up. I'd never heard of the guy, he says. A colleague called me up and said he wanted to talk about, and said what he wanted to talk about was my views on cannabis reform and Bitcoin. Getz says he extended the State of the Union invitation to Johnson in an off-the-cuff gesture after his original guest, his father, fell sick. More substantively, Getz has been one of the House's loudest critics of the Russia investigation, which he considers an exercise in delegitimizing Trump. Part of Russia's influence campaign is to engage in these asymmetric pokes at democracies everywhere, and we got to prepare for that and deal with that, he says. But did the Trump campaign collude with Russia? These were folks lurching from one campaign rally to the next. I was the MC at one of the rallies, and I only found out the people I'd be introducing at the event hours before it happened. At this point, Getz's chief of staff, Kip Talley, interrupts to show me a Twitter video his team had posted days prior, jabbing at Representative Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, for doing a 2013 interview on the Kremlin-backed news outlet RT. Some say that was a little trollish, Getz says with a smile. To each his own. Such stunts have earned him the personal attention of the president, whom Getz says calls every now and again to offer praise for his cable news appearances. He cracks me up, Getz says. When Donald Trump calls you, it's like you have a little Trump rally in your ear. Getz would know. He became a Trump man fairly early in the GOP primary, pivoting from former Governor Jeb Bush, whom he once idolized. For everyone our age in Florida that came up in the conservative movement, Jeb Bush was like Attila the Hun, he says. But the 98 vintage of Jeb turned out to be very different than the 2016 vintage Jeb.